and Dime Bookman.
The Shaila on the notice board anyway was, must I have round challahs on Rosh Hashanah? Now, having round challahs, you can stay. Having round challahs on Rosh Hashanah is a minhag Yisrael. Reasons given are either because round looks like a crown and you say mamlich the bench like a crown, or because it's round like the, we say the shana is mereshis shana v'acharis shana, the year is connected at the beginning to the end, so it's round as opposed to long, which is linear. That's the two basic reasons it seems given to have round challahs on Rosh Hashanah. More than that is Alpi Kabbalah, I can't tell you because I don't know. Why is it relevant? How is this relevant to halacha? Could be very relevant. Because there's a halacha, you know, in the Hilchas Hafroshas Chala. A person makes a dough. So if you have a large dough, let's say 1.5 kilograms, Chiyuv Chala. If I take that 1.5 kilogram dough and I split it for two different purposes, that means I make a dough 1.5 kilograms. Why? Because I want to, let's say, bake half for myself and I'm going to give half my dough to the neighbor, because her mixer is broken. So therefore, 750 grams of dough stays by me. 750 grams of dough goes to the neighbor. There is no chiyuv hafrosha. Why? Because that's called the isa osui lechali. Since it's going to be split, once the dough is going to be split, so therefore, there's no chiyuv chala, because I don't anymore have my 1.5 kilograms of dough. There is two shittas why a dough which is osui lechali is not chayv lechala. The first shita is because since I needed it, knowing K-N-E-A-D-I-E-N-G, since I needed it, knowing it was going to be split, it's like it was split one. It's like I needed two separate doughs, small. I needed a dough of 750 with this hand, another dough of 750 with this hand. Separate individual, they never came together. If they don't come together, so therefore I have two small doughs, no chiyuv, because the chiyuv doesn't start unless you have a minimum, now a threshold of flour to reach. So therefore, because I needed it, knowing it was going to be separate, so therefore, there's no chiyuv challah at two separate doughs. That's the first svara. Second svara is, no, a dough to be chayv in hafrashas challah has to have a shem isa. Isa is geboit based on the oimer, which Klai Yisrael got in the midbar. Less than that, a siyas oefa, less than that amount, which is mem gimel beim, 43 beim, let's say 1.4 kilograms, 1.2 kilograms, an amount of flour, that less than that is not choshev like an isa. It's just not choshev enough. Sometimes it's too small, it's not choshev enough, so therefore there's no chiyuv hafrosha.
When you give it to the neighbor, you have a chance to give it when you're in the isa, not a chiyuv isa. When you give it to the neighbor?
I give the neighbor 750, I keep
750. When? After you've made a dough, you've got
when it's a dough.
It's a dough, you've got 1 half kilo. Now I've got to be 1 half kilo.
Because I needed dietal lechalik, I made the dough knowing it was going to be split up, it never joined together, or it was never choshev, because it's like it's two separate things. Even though technically I mixed it together, there is a true, you do have here 1.5 kilograms of flour together with your water, and then you got a whole dough weighing 2.5 kilograms, it's true. But because it's like a two separate doughs, or because it's being split, it's not choshev, so therefore it's not. But this is a halacha in Hafashas Chal. Nothing to do with shutfin. So we've discussed one example, the two neighbors. The neighbors, different people, is zikr called splitting up the dough. That's klor. Now, that's extreme, because it's klor, that's for Leah, that's for Chana. No, say that. Let's say there's many different ways to split a dough. Now, let's say, for example, I split it to make half into challahs and half into let's say kuchen. Right? I make a yeast cake. So again, because these are complete two different things, it's called the hakpada. I have a hakpada that I don't want the kuchen to mix with the challah. It's not the same thing. As I mean, there's hakpada between two people. Rachel wants hers and Leah wants hers. They don't want the kuchen to mix together. They want their own challahs. So who are they? The kuchen and the challah won't come together. So therefore, it's like it's separate.
It's in one bowl.
What do you mean one bowl? It's kneaded together. Because it's a chalik koidem afia. It's split before afia. In other words, there will be a point in time between the kneading and the afia where I do not want the two things mixing together. If I've got kuchen here, and that's it. I've got my dough with the chocolate and the cinnamon on and everything over here. I've got my chaz here with the sausage. I don't want mixing together, because it'll get ruined. Why? Because this is no kuchen, this is no chocolate. This has got chocolate. Because I don't want mixing together, it's called l'chalik.
If I bake the two tables together, I could
have split up to give them. Oh, well, now there's a big shaila of os l'chalik achar afia. Because the oslachak achra fia works, as best as not, the whole chiddush is going to be oslachak kodim afia. If I, let's say, I take my 1.5 grams, I make 5 challahs, right? Each one in 500 grams, because by a dough of 1500 grams of flour with 2500 grams of altogether, which could work, right? That's the difference. If I make 5 challahs, 500 grams each, I want to give 2 to my neighbor, right? So I'm mechalik the dough before it's baked, I make 5 challahs. But it's only given out after the afia. Can I make a brocha? The achiv a brocha? Now this is something which is very rogil. People do. You get these women out to babas. They've been making challah for 50 years. The problem is when they start off, they had 10 kids in the family, and everyone ate all the challah. They get older. There's only a her and a husband left at home. Wait, one kid. So they want to bake a full shear, but that's a lot of challah. They don't eat that much. So what they do is they bake it and they get challahs out. Very nice thing to do. Is there achiv challah in that case? So mitzad echad, I hear, listen, it's the chalik, why? Because it's only achra fia though. So the Minchas Yitzchok is not happy with this. He's not happy about it. He doesn't say you shouldn't do it, but he says, mefakeh on it, says, you know, the chayra, it should be potter because you're mechalik it, and you're giving it out before everyone, and it's going to different people, and it's not the same thing. That could be also the chalik. He recommends do a brocha without a brocha, and such a thing. Akdei kach. So if you're baking knowing lechatchila, I'm going to give it out to different people, not poshut. If you're giving it to people who are samach al shulchoncha, let's say a person has, let's say he's supporting his kids, give them, that's something else, because then it's all part of the family, that's not mechalik altogether, that's something. But if you are baking a dough, there's only two of you in the family, and you're lechatchila going to give them out, let's say for achas skala, for shabrochs, or poor people than that, it's a big shayin haposhut skala. It's probably better to bake a small share and forget the brocha. It's too complicated. Another eitzah is, what would you do if, let's say, I make a dough, 1.5 kilograms, and now what I want to do is, it's only me and the wife in there at home, so what I do is, I'll take 750 grams, make challah, and freeze the rest of the dough.
The dough.
Again, it's all the challah, when it's the chilik that's it's almost all the challah, it's not called the challah. The chilik has to be when it's a dough. Oh, no, that, we spoke about that last time. We spoke about tzirif sal last time. That's a nightmare. Oh, dear. Tzirif sal, Well, that's a problem. Right. Before we get tzirif sal problems, right? So what I'm going to do, I have 750 grams of dough in the freezer. I'm going to freeze that and bake that. Is that called the chalik? So now, because I'm only baking half now, and it's going to be eaten, and that's how it's going to be still dough. That's a sophic. It's also a sophic. So a person does that, they automatically can't make a bracha on that frosha. Because a sophic, if you have a sophic, you do a frosha just in case, but you can't make a bracha on that. So Elmai, a person who wants to bake challahs, let's say, or bake a frosha's challah, so you take him up, you can't freeze half, and bake half, maybe splitting it. To bake the whole thing, give half away, is also a problem. Maybe an eight says to bake the whole thing and then freeze the challahs. Well, you could do that, but the problem with that. The problem with that is there's an Indian and Arab Shabbos to have fresh challahs made for Shabbos. So you're taking frozen ones, not so gishmak. There is an eight says maybe to put them back in the freezer, back in the oven for a minute and warm them up. That's the challah kuchos to give that recommendation. It's also not a great because it's not so fresh. There is an eight says. What a person can do, if they're really on top of the situation, is what you do is you take all the challahs, form all the challahs, put them all in the oven. Now, once the challahs in the oven have reached the point where they're edible, they've crusted over already, it's hardened already, they are edible. Take them out of the oven then, right? They're half-baked, they're edible, then you can freeze them, and next week take them out and bake them. Because then you're doing your baking, your fresh chas for Shabbos, because the ma'aseh you're going to finish off the baking. And the ma'aseh you didn't split the dough. Why? Because the whole thing was baked on one day to stay at home. So if a person has a small family, this is the eitzah yu'utza to avoid the problem of os lechaik on a dough. You can make a frosha with a bracha, no problem. And then there's also no problem of there's no problem to sell by osir chalek dough, because once a dough is made, let's add back to the original case. Rachel got half the dough, Leah got half the dough. If Rachel now takes that half dough, right, makes a chalas, and then puts it on the freezer and does the same thing next week and the week after, there's no chiyuv chala. There's no tziruf sal. Tziruf sal, we spoke about last time, tziruf sal happens is, if I take a small dough, make something, make another small dough, and put it in the same box, another one, the box accumulates, once you have 1.5 kilograms, you have a chiyuv chala in the box, can happen in the freezer drawer if people don't realize what they're doing, because they're not aware. However, if a small dough came because it was an osir chalek dough, it came from 1.5 kilograms, but it was split, therefore it's like had a frosha taken. And there's no problem, there's no serious element. It's like potter already. It's like it's kilo had a frosha. Why? Because it's from a full-size dough, and it's potter. As though if you have a full-size dough with a frosha, it's potter. A full-size dough, it's split, it's also potter. But it's got to be done, the chalek has to be koidem afia, that's condition number one. It's got to be done koidem afia, the splits. Now, the next condition is, you have to have das to split it before you need. So the marshal, let's say this Isha makes a dough, and then a neighbor comes knocking on, you know, my mix is broken. No problem, give me half the dough. You have a chiyuv chala. Because bishas, she needed it, it wasn't the chalek. So bishas, the gilgul, that's when the water was added together. You didn't have the tour of, it was like it was two different doughs, two hands, it wasn't all together. Because she only found out afterwards she had to split it, so therefore then that does not tour. The chib is there the whole time. So the number one is you have to have das before the split. If you have das, so you have that, you have to have das before the kneading, that I'm going to split it. Secondly, the split has to for sure occur before afia. After afia is a sophic. Before afia, if it's been split before afia, the moshe I'm going to give half to Rachel, half to Leah, or I'm going to use half for kuchen and half for chalas. That splits the dough, no problem. There is an exceptional case to this. Let's say I make a dough, and I'm going to make half into donuts and half into bread. Right? This is an exceptional case. Why exceptional? Because it's unusual to cook dough. Cooking dough, like frying dough, boiling it, whatever you're doing with it. It's unusual. Because it's unusual, Chazal are concerned. If I bake half the dough, I'm going to cook half the dough, there's a good chance I might say, I'm going to cook the whole, a big whole thing and forget it. Because you may come to change your mind and not cook it, there's a chiyuv chala, even though it's being split. So that is, if I'm doing two things together, while I'm cooking and baking, it's being split under that, those circumstances, that's not called a split because of the gezeira. You may be chayzer from the bishul and end up baking the whole thing. Because that gezeira is a regular chiyuv chala with a bracha if I make a dough and the split is going to be cooking and baking. That's not chosh to split the dough. Alkapon, we have one, the detention split has to be before the gilgul, before the kneading. That's one. Secondly, the split has to be, the detention split has to be before it's afi as well, before it's baked. My detention before kneading has to be to split it before baking. That's number one, number two. The third qualification is, it's got to be a meaningful divide, separate things. Now, we said already, for example, kuchen and chalas separate things. Now, different people with separate things. It gets more dachistic. Someone asked, if I'm making chalas and buklach. So, it's the same thing, but the different sizes. Is that kpoda? So again, it's toilo on, do I care for the two things to get mixed together or not? Is there a problem with the mix together? Is that kpoda? How makpita am I that it's got to be like this? So the pashas is, certainly in Hilchos Bari, if I there's Simshin Yutes, things of different sizes, the same item is not called different items. There's no Bari on that either. So who are they over here? Just because Be'etzim, let's say it comes to Shal Shudas, right? I want to make a Moetziana Buklach. Can't find them. So you lost Chal instead. There's not Poda. It's not called the Chalik. So just because I'm baking different sizes, that is not called Os the Chalik and the Zagir Chiyav Chal. Different toppings. Some make challahs with poppy seeds, some use sesame seeds. If I do some of both, is that called also the chalik or not? So then it depends. Why am I using different toppings? What's that poda? How much does it make a difference to me which one I'm using? Some people like a variety. I want some sesame, some poppy. I don't care too much. If I run out of sesame, I use poppy seeds instead. Fine. If, however, let's say there's someone, I guess coming tomorrow, who's allergic to sesame seeds, that means there's hakpada. So if I'm baking challahs and I know tomorrow's guest is allergic to sesame seeds, so I use poppy seeds on half, and the Friday night ones are sesame seeds, that is osi l'chalik, because it's hakpada. And I don't want the two mixing, because the two mix together, the kid's going to get an erection. So if it's hakpada, you shouldn't mix, that will sharpen osi l'chalik. Yeah, no, the point is, before a fear, I'm going to have two separate things which I don't want mixing together. Now, before it goes into the oven, I have a situation where I do not want these two things mixing together because it's going to wreck things. It's going to wreck my intention. My intention is I need to have sesame separate to the poppy because of allergic reasons. So therefore, I do not want the mixing before they go into the oven. That's called lechalik, quite a fear. Who I think, let's say I want to make cakes, chocolates and cinnamon. So now, something like chocolate, something like cinnamon. So if I really don't care, and just I want to fill them up, it's not that hakpada. If I do care, some kids like this, some like that, then it is. It's very, very subjective. But that's a klar hakpada. Oh, so let's get back to the fact, let's get back to the shapes. Shapes is a big shot. The Chazoi Ne'ish writes, he calls it defusim miyuchadim, special shapes. The different shape challah is toilet on a hakpada. How makpid am I on keeping the two things separate? So if it comes, so this is very negia this year, because this year, Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. If I want bedavka on Shabbos, long challahs only. Rosh Hashanah, I want bedavka round challahs, and I'm not interested in doing substitutions. I mean, I have a Kabbalah from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, use round chalas, you get a round here.
It must be round.
It must be round. And ad kidei kach, that let's say I don't have a round chala, Rosh Hashanah, will I use a matzah, square matzah? No, I'm not going to use a square matzah. I'll use a bagel from the freezer. What you do that? If there's a klorak poda, then we call us the chalik. Most times it's not klorak chalik. Most times the person would prefer to have a round chalas, because this dies outside of the timin in the hain. Oh, but the spheres and all that stuff going on in the spiritual. No, that's not sure. You don't make a fast and come home. The Iker on Shana is not to get angry. Oh. That's the Iker. The person get angry. So a person, the chalas didn't come with the right ones, didn't work out, they came along. If there's no hakpada, real hakpada, it's not called osi l'chalik. But again, it's very subjective to what the person wants. And it's also taught on the das, the person who's doing the baking or the owner of the dough, not what everyone else in the family cares about. So if you have a guest who's very mad, right? But you don't care particularly, it doesn't make a difference. No. That makes a difference.
Moshe Pesach,
No, it's not exclusive to the other ones. Is one exclusive of the other? They're happy, they're going to be exclusive. Yeah, I know.
So what?
No, I have 10 keys, I'm happy to have 10 keys as well. I don't get 10 keys. I want this like this. I have to claw two things that I do not want to mix. I don't care if the shush chai is on the other. I have 10 shush chai, I don't care. Not bother. So I want. So this is it. So again, should you have to have round chalas on your shulchan? I have no idea. But if you do, very happy about it, then you have a problem. And we'll start with the thing.
Basically, whether you have a problem, that's the whole thing.